This week's 2010 survey response from the Pew Research Center shows nearly 80% of citizens nationwide have little or no faith in federal government. With such overwhelming disapproval at the federal level, state government may feel the effects of such public perception. University of Louisiana Monroe political science professor John Sutherland says similar distrust could appear as the state's legislative session tackles some of the same issues that have dominated the federal scene.
It's possible you could see some sort of fallout of that even in Baton Rouge, because look at the sorts of issues that we're going through. They really mirror some of the national issues. Budget crisis, health care, higher ed, creating jobs. I mean, a whole range of things that are very, very similar. And so I think Baton Rouge, our legislative delegation, they're going to have a very tough time this session.
Debate of those issues would likely fall along party lines, but a lack of trust could be key to one group that many consider pivotal to state issues.
Probably the most important number is the discontent among independents. Independents are what typically will sway the campaigns. The Democrat-Republicans typically vote for their own. Independents, obviously, since they're independent, are more likely to go with the winner. And so what we find here, this discontent really looks bad nationally for the upcoming November 10 elections. And specifically, this could look bad in Baton Rouge for anything that looks like incumbency.
One midterm election later this year in which many political pundits believe voter trust will come into play is the Louisiana Senate race.
Right now, clearly, Senator Vitter is one of the ones being targeted by the National Democrats. I mean, he's been a thorn in their side probably since he unpacked his bags in D.C. I think this is a race that really shapes up as a microcosm of what's going on nationwide in issues such as health care, immigration, cap and trade are all being played out here in Louisiana.
With such a high level of discontent towards Congress and scandal during the senator's term, Sutherland says the Senate race will gauge voter confidence.
It's really set up a situation where Vitter and the pundits in D.C. certainly considered him one of the vulnerable senators. I think today you'd have to say he looks less vulnerable. However, the degree to which he can continue to distance himself from D.C. politics, that's the thing that's amazing. We send people to D.C. to be part of that political environment, but the way in which Vitter can hold on to that, I believe, is to distance himself from that and say, listen, I represent your values, not Democrats, not Republicans, independents. I represent Louisiana values, and so far, he's been able to do that.
A segment of voters that has gained momentum in the political realm is the Tea Party movement. Sutherland says Louisiana has political traits that would give success to such a movement.
The interesting thing is, the places that have the sort of the most vibrant tea parties are the places that are naturally socially conservative, anti-big government anyway. I mean, Louisiana, we have a couple of things running for us that make us a likely place where tea parties would do well. Whether they do well and that translates into votes is yet to be seen, but certainly it's translated into a movement. One of the things we look for, is there an element of populism? Well, certainly Huey Long, 80-plus years ago, instilled within us this sense of populism. Two, is there discontent and antagonism towards a large federal government? You bring those two things together, and Louisiana has both of those.
Given the economic and political climate with the state legislative session and the upcoming midterm elections, trust will be a major factor in the outcome of those items in Louisiana. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.